Okay, let's talk about lowering expectations.
Yeah, well,
where are we going
it's happened
with this?
Already,
it's
hasn't
happened
it?
Already a couple of times in the course of
yeah,
this conversation.
Well, it's we need to talk to you about it. You need to lower your expectations. Yeah, there's a petition outside.
Go on.
Well, the first thing is like, what are expectations?
Yeah.
They are, you know, our self-belief, our hopes for the future, things that we want to happen or pan out, and we all have them. But I read an article recently about how our expectations are too high and they're making us all really unhappy.
In what?
Now, when you say to people, they think, well, you have to have ambition, you have to have hope, you have to have dreams, otherwise, what have you got? Now, I'm not saying everyone should have zero expectations or really low expectations, but it's if you think about, you know, our grandparents, their expectations of life were much lower, and expectations tend to ebb and flow and peak and trough with, you know, with recessions, with trends, with economics, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So when we were at the peak of all the good stuff 5-6 years ago, people had really high expectations from not just from their life and their houses and their cars, but their relationships and everything. Everything goes up and up and up. And you end up with a load of people that are unhappy all the time.
Yeah.
And you've probably heard people saying, oh, I'm not going to settle. Like, not settling is something that's only been around the last, 10 years as a concept? Like, you should never settle. But what's wrong with settling if it's right for you? And I have so many friends. The amount of times I've sat, not I don't have so many friends. That's
no, that we know that.
A few friends.
Yeah, that's back to the petition.
But I have so many of those friends. Please, new friends. Please text
51552 if you need to.
Who they sit around chatting, and like 90% of the conversation is how they're not happy enough, and that's all to do with expectation.
What do they want?
So, well, I think a lot of it is to do with the media, and we are told constantly that we should look a certain way, we should always strive for the best, and of course we should, but you know, we should never settle in marriage, never settle in work, our kids need to be perfect. I think we're striving for a perfect life, and that is making us unhappy. So, but rather than lower expectations, I think the term we should use is to have realistic expectations.
Know your limits.
Do you have realistic expectations?
No, I see that I'm having trouble with the word expectations versus, say, ambition.
Okay, well,
so
it's not just. It's
I think you're trying to crush the dreams. You're a dream crusher.
I always have been.
Yeah, but you know, that's. I think what you're doing here, your thesis is distinctly Irish, and
I think
you've got a famine mentality.
You see,
here. You're beaten down Irish woman.
You're making the big mistake. Who's mentioned women?
I didn't mention women. You happen to be one.
I mentioned friends. Those friends are male and female.
I said
female.
You are.
Oh, you see.
I've beaten down.
I may be a dream crusher. You're a misogynistic basher of women.
Ah, that's really mean. That's not true.
Let's take it
some
back
of my
for a
best
second.
Friends.
You're applying it to ambition, to career rather, but expectations are to do with.
No, I'm not. I'm talking about everything. Ambitious
with life
in life
as
yeah,
well.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Also, it's for example, let's say you have a teenage kid, and you think it's reasonable for that teenager to brush their teeth and get themselves to school on time and do their homework and be polite, but your teenager might not think that's reasonable. They might go, "Well, I don't want to do that."
Mm.
So it's about what's realistic and weighing up the pros and cons between. Maintaining healthy emotional connection with somebody. Like, my expectations of you are very, very low. I have very low expectations every time I see you.
It's great because I win every time.
And what it comes down, you know, self-esteem. People with high self-esteem have lower expectations. But lower is the wrong term. They have realistic expectations. I think lower is the word I shouldn't have used coming in here because I knew you'd just call me a dream crusher.
You're a dream crusher.
Famine? Why would you bring famine?
Because I think it's a real Irish thing. We're so beaten down.
No.
And that's what you're saying is to people, Don't dream for the big house or the perfect life. You can have it if you dream, if you aspire to, if you work hard for it.
Well, that's the one thing. Self-help books have a lot to answer for, because yes, we should all hope for the best for us, but what the best for me is isn't necessarily what the best for you is. And a lot of us now, we have a kind of, there's sort of one mentality of what is right for everybody, and that's not necessarily, and I really admire and I'm quite envious of people who are very happy with what they have, and what they have is enough. Have you ever sat with someone that's giving out about their partner and they're saying, well, he or she, they don't do this and they don't, I can't get them to do this, and you think, but your partner's lovely, like they're a dream guy or girl, but that person has, you know, false expectations of them. So I think the three things we can apply them to are, one, relationships. And I've met a lot of people who they're either trying to date and they have unrealistic expectations. There's a guy I know who's 40 something. He only dates women in their 20s, and he's now becoming increasingly lonely and disillusioned with the dating scene, whilst around him are all these amazing, wonderful women, same age and older and a bit younger, who he'd probably absolutely adore, but he hasn't really considered them because he thinks, well, what people think, that's not the kind of person that I think I should be with.
You see, that's a comfort in one's skin issue as well,
yeah,
isn't
I know,
it?
But I mean, now he's been single for a long time and might be for a long time to come.
Yeah.
And then once you're in a relationship, it's about your expectations of the person you're with. And that comes back to, you know, not changing people, not wanting to, like, what are your expectations of your husband, your wife, your partner? When you move in with somebody, what do you, you know, what do you want them to be like? And what do they want you to be like?
So you in your role as a dream crusher say you get into a relationship.
Look,
and you say you're a very nice man. I'm not talking about your man, right? This is just figuratively. You say you're a very nice man and you're a rock solid 7 out of 10. And I'm going to lower my expectations and treat you like a 5 in the hope that you might head to a 6. You see, I would say
no. You
are a rock solid 7, right? But maybe we could be a 10.
You're missing.
Yes, we can.
But that's what I mean. You have to hope. You have to try and resolve conflict. You have to build on relationships.
That sounds like work.
My point is, okay,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Robert, how are you?
I'm very well indeed.
Great, okay. Well, I'll just do a quick intro for about 15 seconds and then straight in.
Dave.
Great, here goes.
Dave, you're on the air with us. Turn off. Is he gone? He's gone. Go on.
What did Dave Fanning want?
He burst in on the airwaves because he turned on his studio somewhere else and he went on air for it. He should have just gone into something else. That's all he
needed. I thought he was trying
to.
So, yeah.
He wants to be on the show. It's okay.
That's brilliant.
No issues. He could be doing a repeat.
Was he swearing?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, let's just say.
I sat beside him at a wedding on Saturday.
Did you?
Yeah, Dave on my right and Baz on my left.
Who?
Yeah.
Baz Ashmawi?
Yeah.
Whose new show is starting in a couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's going to
look
brilliant.
It's going to be great.
Can I just say congratulations to Niamh Curwen and George, who got married on the Saturday. It was a lovely wedding and a gorgeous couple they are too.
And who are they?
They're friends. And colleague of mine, you could say.
Congratulations.
Particularly good person.
Now she needs to set her expectations at a realistic level.
Lower them.
No, here's the example I wanted to make.
No, back to the crushing.
Yes. Let's just say there is a family Christmas do every December 1st or something that you expect your partner to go to, and he or she just hates it. Would it not be fair enough to say, okay, I know it's a difficult thing to do. Other way around, I might want to go to yours. I will expect you to come to this, and then I will give you this in return. Or don't come. Like, I don't spend Christmas with my partner's family, my husband's family, and vice versa. And the first 2 years, everyone said, but you can't do that. You have to spend Christmas together. That's the way it works. And we said, well, who said it has to work that way?
I agree with you
so
both.
So I spend Christmas here. He spends it in the UK.
Yeah.
We spend New Year together and we're very, very happy.
I agree with
but
you both.
Other people don't. And that's what I mean by expectations. All those little things.
Yeah.
The other one is things like weight loss. There was a really interesting experiment done where they took, this was women now, it was a group of women.
So sexist.
About, no, well, unfortunately, the diet industry is predominantly aimed at women and
I know.
The media makes women feel bad about themselves. That's a different day's conversation.
Okay.
But they took, I think it was 20 women who were all overweight, but all some hugely overweight, some not so much, some just losing baby weight. And they gave them 6 months. And the women didn't know what the experiment was. They just thought it was about weight loss. And they were told at the beginning, you write down on a piece of paper, put in a sealed envelope, give it to us, what your expectations of your weight loss are. And the women wrote down 30 pounds, 50 pounds, whatever it might be. And at the end, then they opened it and let the women know. Now, all the women lost weight, which surely is a great success. But instead of being happy with that, a lot of them then looked at the 55 pounds they'd wanted to lose and they'd lost 30. And they went, well, I've let myself down. And at the end, they were told, no, this was an exercise in self-esteem, that your expectations should change and that you didn't lose 50 pounds, you lost 30. And that's brilliant.
Okay, so
same with giving up smoking or alcohol. If you fall off the wagon, don't think, well, that's it. My expectations have been shattered. It's all over. So by setting more realistic expectations.
Okay.
You're just going to cut me off now and call me a dream crusher.
I've realized what this is. You came in with a headline saying lowering expectations. We're going to reset that entirely to managing expectations.
Yeah, but that sounds like a crap American radio show. If you go, we're going to talk about managing expectations.
No, but you're giving us a bit of self-help malarkey now.
I
agree with
self-help books can do more harm than good a lot of the time.
I'd say they help the author more than anyone else.
Telling you that, you know, yes, it's good to know. Look, like I said, if you've low self-esteem, you will have higher expectations. If you have high self-esteem, you will have realistic expectations. And that's what we should all be striving for. Apart from you, you need to lower yours dramatically.
I agree with Maya Ryan, but my least favourite Irish phrase is, it's far from that you were reared, so should I still be living in a bog eating spuds rather than eating hummus or whatever? Is that what you want?
Sit in the bog whilst eating hummus.
I lowered my expectations and settled with a guy who was nice but not right for me. Biggest mistake ever. I got married, 2 kids, hugely unhappy, and then he left me for someone else. Don't lower expectations. I deserved so much better, but I didn't have the self-esteem to hold out for a better choice. Don't settle.
Let me tell you what that person who is texting has misunderstood. That person had high expectations, not low expectations, because she had low self-esteem. She had high expectations from the wrong situation, because people with high self-esteem are more realistic and they tend to be happier. So she went into that hoping, with high expectations for that marriage. Otherwise she wouldn't have got married.
I've come to the conclusion that at this point in my life, that the happiest moments come about from the simplest things. True story.
Yeah. Children have naturally realistic expectations. They might want something for Christmas or hope to get an ice cream after school, but if it doesn't happen, they don't take it personally and say, well, I must be a bad person, yes, because I didn't get the pony or I didn't get that chocolate ice cream after work, and they move on.
You have once again failed to exceed my expectations, but thank you for coming to see us this morning. My Dunphy!